Today on High Plains History, the conversation with 104-year-old Velma Wankura of Dighton continues. Velma and I are talking about education, and some things have changed over the years.
We respected the teacher and looked up to that person.
Those role models inspired her, and she wanted to be one. She followed this path.
I went to this country school the first 7 years. Then I went to McCracken and stayed with my grandparents for 3 years. I went to school, so I thought I had to get through school in a hurry. Then Beeler organized a rural high school district and built a school there. So my parents said I need to come home.
She graduated at 17, but that wasn't old enough to take the teacher's test, so she worked for a doctor in his family for a year.
Then I was 18, and I took the teacher's examination. That you had to go to the county seat, and I averaged 91.
A score she is very proud of. Always the teacher. If you listen closely, you'll hear the sound of her fanning the pages of her yellow notepad with her fingers. She's written notes about all the things she wants to talk about, including this story.
One morning I went down, when I got to school, I went down to stroke the furnace a little bit more. And there was a man standing there. And I was scared to death. It really frightened me. He said, "Well, don't be afraid, lady. I just came in to wash my socks and stay all night." I looked around and he had washed them in a water bucket.
And the laughter continues as she tells me a story about painting class, a hobby she took up when she was 70 years old.
I enjoyed these painting classes. And one time, the Baptist preacher came up to the high school and told the principal that we were painting nude. So one night we heard a noise out at the door there. The teacher went to the door and it was the Baptist preacher. And he said, I hear that you're painting nudes. I want to see what's going on in there. The teacher said, "Well, come on in. And of course we didn't have any nude figures in there at all. He looked around and, well, he said, I guess he was mistaken. But he was so disappointed because he didn't find some nude person in there, you know.
Life is a kaleidoscope of colors, joy, laughter, pain, sorrow, even regret. Out of 104 years, Velma only has 2 regrets, and one of them is about her education.
I went to Fort Hays to summer school for 6 summers.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Are you proud of that?
Oh, I'm proud of it. The only thing I'm regretful of it, then after that I had taken correspondence courses and I had about 62 hours of college credit.
Uh-huh.
And my husband died when I was 47. I should have gone on to college and got my degree.
For High Plains Public Radio, I'm Cindy Talley.